we're not going to preach, but we're going to read a scripture that is very dear to my heart in the book of James in the 5th chapter. I believe that any time somebody that we love is hurting, that we ought to just do what the Bible teaches us. We ought to do what the Word gives us the instructions to do, because if we really love them and we want to see them healed, we want to see them taken care of, we want to see them saved, we want to see, no matter what it is that they're going through, we want to see that taken care of by God, then we have to follow what the Word says. We can't do like I used to do when we'd get the kids something for Christmas and we'd get it, Mark, put about 90% together and then figure out that we had left a step out, we was missing something. And we'd have to disassemble it and get the instructions out and see how it's supposed to be, when we could have already had it together and they'd been enjoying it if only we had followed the instructions. God's Word is an instruction for our life. And in the book of James in the 5th chapter, he tells us, he said, is there any among you afflicted, let him pray. Is any merry, let him sing psalms. Is there any sick among you, let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up, and if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Confess your faults one to another, and pray one for another that you may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Just those verses tonight, and we have folks today that are sick. We know that. Brother Rob is recuperating, and Terry and also Scott and Beck are facing surgery. We've got some that are afflicted that may not be sick. That word afflicted means that they're under distress or suffering hardships. And we've got folks that are going through that. Sister Bonnie's husband, I didn't mention him, and the sick and others, you know, that we made prayer requests for tonight. But I believe with all my heart, the reason why we have folks that can stand up and say, look what God has done for me, is because people loved them enough to take their name before God. And they knew if there was any healing that was come to their life, they needed the prayers of their brothers and sisters. I value the prayers of my brothers and sisters today. And I value the prayers of my brothers and sisters here at Mount Carmel more than anybody else. And that might sound strange to you. And the reason why is because I know what you have helped bring people through. I've seen the prayers be offered up. And I've seen God make a way where there seemeth to be no way. I've seen God touch bodies that the doctors would say there's no hope for. I've seen him take lives that were in such disarray because the devil would come in and destroy them personally and even in their families. And God show up because somebody prayed for them. And they prayed for themselves. You see, it's two ways. We can pray one for another, but nobody can pray for you like you can, because you know the pain, you know the hurt, you know the situation that you're facing, and you know exactly that you've tried and tried, but it's not getting any better. And you could spend all you have and only get worse, like the woman with the issue of blood, Brother Lloyd. Or you can say, I want the church to pray for me. I want those that have power with God to pray for me. Your sister's family that's hurting. They, or sister-in-law, that family that is hurting. They need our prayers. We've got folks that have, we can list all kinds of things that they need prayers for. But you know what the greatest need is for our people that are lost and undone without God, that they would get saved before it's too late. Every one of us that is saved, if God calls and we have to leave this world, we're just going to a better home. They're shouting on the hills of glory. We're going to a better place. But for those that don't know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, if they leave this world without Him, they will go to a place of torment for all eternity. I've got folks that need our prayers. I've got family. I've got a brother I didn't mention that had a total reverse shoulder replacement. He needs our prayers. But you know what he needs more than our prayers for the healing? Is our prayers that he'd get right with God. And his wife gets saved. And his children and his grandchildren. I don't understand how people could want more of the things of life than they want of God. If you want to have a good life, get God. If you want to have everything in life that you could ever dream of, get God. And you say, does that mean I'll be a millionaire? Maybe not in this life. I know God has blessed many to be very wealthy. Maybe not in this life, but we've got treasures unseen. You can't see them. How many of you got treasures over in heaven that is worth more than all the silver and gold that's in this world? I've got loved ones there waiting for my coming. I've got friends there waiting for my coming. But most of all, I got a Savior who said that He would be there waiting. At the river's edge, when I take my last breath, He'll be there to guide me safely to the other side. Ron, we've been there when He's taken some of our loved ones. And the peace that came in the room. What a joy it was that they left in such a calm spirit. And we knew that they was ready to go. But He said that the prayer of faith shall save the sick. He said that let us pray over them, anointing them with oil in the name of the Lord. And some might say, Roger, this is a Baptist church. I don't have a bottle of oil behind the pulpit. But what I do have is a church that believes in the old time healing of the Holy Ghost sent by God Himself. And when it shows up, I don't care what's wrong. God can take care of it today. He can fix all that is broken in your life and make it whole. Tonight we're going to close with an altar of prayer. How many of you got some that may have some that with us tonight? How many of you got some? How many of you are afflicted tonight? You got something that what he calls in the Greek, you got a ill plight, you got distress, or you got hardships. Anybody want to raise your hand on that? Amen. And then there's some that know you're sick and you need healing. Raise your hands tonight. Would you do that? Look at that. And then there's some of us, we don't know if we need healing or not. But I'm going to put it in the hands of God, aren't you? Hallelujah. We're going to close with this, Brother Eli, because I believe the prayer, if God's people, is the most powerful thing. It's more powerful than any medicine a doctor can prescribe. It's more powerful than anything this world has. They talk about the nuclear bomb and how strong it is, and the atomic bomb and how strong it is. God's power is stronger than anything this world has. And if you really believe it tonight, while these elders are coming, everybody that can. Scott, I know you can't move. He's on those crutches. But I know this. We can pray for him. We can anoint him tonight. We can anoint Brother Terry. Becky's at the house, but we can anoint her. You say, how are you going to do it? Because God's not confined to these four walls. He's God. And Mary, when you was over there at your house and couldn't even get out, I'm going to take part credit. Anybody else want to? How many of you prayed for? You know what we did? We touched God. And God said, I hear your prayers. And I've answered them. And although we may have thought he was 4 days late, God was right on time. I don't know why it took so long, but God was right on time. I don't know why God hasn't answered some of our prayers, Ron. But I know this. I've not given up hope yet. I've not given up hope to hear God has spoke to their hearts and the change come. Brother Eli. Yeah, bless you, brother.
14-year-old granddaughter told Pastor
Church. Yeah. Bless you, buddy. We sure will, brother. Anybody else? All right. Let's pray. And let's pray. I know, can I put this? Scott may, this is just on my heart. He may not confess it, but I believe he's physically, he's tired. He's been through so much for so long. And even talking to him before church, that 15% chance of a problem, that's there stuck in the back of his mind. I know a God that can take that down to 0% and make it all right. Tonight we're going to pray for him and Terry and Sister Ruby. We're going to pray. Just lift your hand. How many of you? I got to lift both hands because I got a lot of people on my heart tonight. We're going to pray. Everybody that can, let's gather around this altar. If you can't make it to the altar, know that we're praying for you tonight. Amen. Let's pray.
Dear Lord, I praise you tonight for your healing powers. That, Lord, that you're able to speak and things begin to happen in people's hearts and in their lives. That, Lord, that you can speak today and a word that even a child could understand. That you can bring comfort to their hearts, Lord, and bring that peace that they stand in need of. Lord, we pray for it in the name of Jesus to come upon them in this hour. God, that you wouldn't tarry, but God, that you would speak even now to their hearts and their lives. Lord, encourage them. And God, that you're still on the throne and you're still in control. And Lord, that you said that you have our interest at your heart. Lord, I pray for each and every one of us tonight, that God, that raised our hand for family members and friends that need your touch, those that are sick and those that are afflicted, that God, that you would just speak tonight on behalf of your children with the answer to these prayers. Lord, you know the love that's there, Lord, for our brothers and sisters, and God, how we worry so much about them. God, I ask you tonight to speak that word that they need to hear, Lord, in a mighty way. Lord, whether you speak in a still, small voice, or God, that you move through the thunder and the roar, God, that you would let them feel the presence of the Holy Spirit come upon their life. Lord, for each and every one of them, from the 14-year-old all the way up, Lord, for that sister-in-law's family that's heartbroken. I pray for all of them tonight. I pray, Lord, first, each and every one that stands in need of healing to their minds. Lord, I pray for Scott and I pray for Terry. I ask you, God, to be with Becky, and I ask you to be with Sister Shirley. Lord, bless Sister Ruby. Bless Bonnie's husband and bless Tara's mother. Lord, we pray for all these tonight, asking you, God, that your will would be done in their lives. Go with us now. Lead, guide, and direct us. We praise you for what we felt in this house this evening, Lord. For we ask it in the name of Jesus.
God bless each and every one of you tonight is our prayer. Back in the 70s, the Hensons had a song that said, I wouldn't take nothing for my journey now. I say, praise the Lord. I wouldn't trade my life for the wealthiest man that there is on this earth, because I know what God has done for me and for mine and for you and yours. This evening, as we close this service out tonight, I thank you. We may have been few in number, but I felt the presence of the Lord in the house. And that's all that matters, is that he shows up. And remember the test tomorrow for Scott, surgery on Friday. Remember Rob, he's in the back room, but we were still praying for him. And let's continue to pray for him and lift him up. And for all those prayers you prayed. I don't know what you was praying for. But you know, I just say, Lord, touch the hearts of my brothers and sisters. The sincere desire that they have, that's what we want to see the Lord fulfill in their life. God bless you. Anybody got anything on your heart before we close?
I just want to thank God for what he means to me and what he does for me. The blessings that he gives me.
Yes. Yeah.
She said, I want to say the blessing.
Amen.
Hmm. Yeah.
Her first letter was, thank you, God, for saving me.
Hmm.
It does matter.
Yeah.
It does matter how we live.
Hmm.
It does matter what our kids and grandkids and great grandkids, if they're able.
Amen.
God said he would do it.
Yes.
He said he would do it. He said, I'll take care of you. I'll go where you can't go. I'll do what you can't do.
Yeah.
I'll purge that old tree and make it break forth more. That's what he said.
Yes.
I trust him tonight. I know it to be true. I'm not just saying something to be saying it all the time.
It's real.
I'm saying it because it is a reality.
Yes.
Well, I look up and I think, some people look at me and say, oh, you just got good going on in your life. Yeah. Well, praise God, I have got good going on in my life.
Amen.
My kids are saved, my grandkids are saved, and my son-in-law saved, and I praise God, I am glad tonight.
Yeah.
I'm glad I can stand up and praise him for what he's done for me. You say, well, do you deserve it?
No.
I guess we don't deserve anything. But God said, if you will do, I'll do for you.
Yes.
If you go, I'll go before you. If the enemy gets too strong, I'll send the hornets.
I'll fight you, yes.
I praise God for that. I'll take care of you. I'll make a way for you. And I found him to be true.
Amen.
Amen. Watching out for me and taking care of me and doing the things that I cannot do. Amen. The things I can do, God expects me to do that. But the things I can't, he loves to step in and take over and give me what I cannot do.
Amen. God bless you. Amen. It's been a good place. God bless you. We'll see some of you. Probably on Friday, and the rest of you, if I don't see you before then, I'm looking to see you on Sunday morning, bright-eyed, bushy-tailed, and ready to worship the Lord. And we can just let this carry over. How about Sunday we just pick up where we left off? Is that all right? Let's come out expecting God to do great things for us. God bless you tonight.